Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
God didn't create you not to think. Please think. Be a thinker. Okay? So with that, as we go down this road of 2018, know for surety that what's happening is not coincidental. Some of it, most of it, is divine chastisement. Many of us have heard of Minister Farrakhan. He will be speaking, God willing, on February 23rd. Please listen. Go on NOI.org. Listen to the time of what must be done. He spoke for 56 weeks straight, telling, and everything he said has come to pass. So go listen. Go listen. And make up your own mind after you hear what he has to say. Because right now, we are in the throes of a divine chastisement. And you and I need to make sure that the decisions we're making and that the way we're acting is in accord with what must be done now. Talk to your children. Protect your children. They are under attack through the foods that they eat, through the air that they're breathing, through the water that they're drinking, and through everything else that's being thrown at them in school and out of school all around them. It is our duty as mothers and fathers to protect our children. Don't let people tell you you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't say you don't want this done to you. Those are your children. You gave birth to them by Allah's grace. And nobody has the right to tell you you have to give your child this or that or else. No, 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 no. No. Because, see, what happens, as long as we go along with it, it'll keep happening. When we say no, enough is enough, it'll stop. When you're in an abusive relationship, the only way it stops is if you walk away and you get some help, somebody to help protect you from the crazy person. It's the same with this society. We have to band together and make sure that we can protect each other and stand up for one another, because this is what is going on around us. There was a lot of talk about Oprah and the Golden Globes and what she said. But I thought it was very interesting that they never repeated what she said about Racy Taylor, because that was the crux of her speech, was about a black woman in 1944 who had been raped by six black men on her way home, white men on her way home from church, and they were never brought to justice. That's what she was talking about. But these wicked people flipped the script, and then it became, oh, Oprah's running for we need Oprah to run for president. No, 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 no. That's not what she was saying. She was saying those powerful men were able to evade justice. And this woman died as recently as a month or so ago at the age of 90-something and never was given justice. So we go for the okey-doke right along with these people and start doing, yeah, Oprah for president. That's not what Oprah was saying. We need to go back and look at the whole speech. It's on YouTube. Go look at it. So quickly they change the narrative, and we keep letting it happen because we don't study, we don't read, we don't listen well. Teach your children to listen well. Stop them from talking so much. Make them be able to listen. Make sure you keep your children out of grown folk conversation. You got your 5-year-old listening to things that they should never be exposed to. They know all the business. They know whose daddy is whose and how many daddies is involved. And all. They know all of that. That's way too much for a little child to know. Then you want to know what's wrong with them when they turn 13, 14, 15, because you've never protected them. You've never protected their innocence. We're not allowing children to be children. We're making them grown at 2 and 3 and 4. We're shirking our responsibility, parents. We are responsible to protect them. Protect your children. Don't let them sit and watch Empire with you. What is that? Don't let them watch all this other madness that's not righteous, clean living. And you may say, well, you're being very judgmental. Yeah, I am, because somebody has to tell you. You know, Mama didn't always tell you what you wanted to hear. Mama told you what you needed to hear. And she saved your backside from a lot of trouble. Okay, I'm not here to speak to you and say what you want to hear, because you get enough of what you want to hear every day coming across these airwaves, and it's becoming more and more detrimental to you every day. So we need to, as parents, be parents. Man up, woman up, and be parents. Stop being wanting to be your child's best friend. You're not their friend. You're their parent, and your duty is to guide them, period. My children didn't like a lot of things I told them growing up, but guess what? They've all come back and said, Mommy, I thank you and Daddy for the way you raised me, because I see the difference in what I am and what my friends are. And they try to then help influence their friends. Are they perfect? No. No child is perfect. Then none of them are going to do everything you want them to do. But if you put the right foundation, they can take a hit and keep standing. So this is what we as parents have to do. Put the right foundation in your child. Take that time. Stop being so busy, because all the money you earn in the world is not going to fix your child that you neglected because you were busy, too busy, on the phone, on your tablet, on the internet, here, there, and everywhere. But instead of sitting down and listening to your child when they're trying to talk to you. Because guess what? They're coming that way one time. Once they're grown, they're grown. You can't make that up again. That time goes, and they grow, and the time is moving too fast. It's moving so fast. It's already the 15th of January. It'll be June when you look up again. It'll be next December. So let's not waste our time. Make sure you make time for your children. Listen to them. Talk to them. Question them. Find out what they're thinking, who they're talking to, where they're going. Find out what's on their minds. Because it's just that easy for them to become under the influence of someone who will destroy them for many reasons, envy, jealousy, whatever. Brothers, love your girls. Show them the love of a father so they don't have to go out looking for that love in the street too early in their life. Be there for your girls. Mothers, be there for your children. Show them the love. Hug them. Teach them what you know. Because what you think is not valuable is very valuable to them. Teach them whatever skills you have acquired that you may think, it's no big deal. Teach them how to scramble an egg, how to sew on a button, how to iron their clothes, the proper way to comb and take care of their hair. Show them. Teach them. Take the time. Tell them the stories of your family, whichever ones you remember. Children love to hear stories. I teach a class. I have 9-year-olds to 15-year-olds. They love to hear a story. Oh, read us a story. Tell us a story. And you will be surprised what they remember that you tell them of your life experiences. Because they'll come back, I remember you told us, blah, 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 blah. Tell them the good things. And let them know the bad thing. Don't let them think you're perfect. We're not perfect. Let them know, I messed up. I did this. I didn't study enough. Da, da, da. So I failed that test. So I need you to go ahead and pass this one. Go study. Give them your life experience. Let them know, because those are the memories they'll have when you're gone. Man, I remember when Daddy used to say, or Mommy used to say, or they'll get in a situation, how would Daddy have handled this? How would Mommy have handled, what would Mommy do about this? Oh, I remember she told us such and such and such and such. Okay. That's what parenting is. That's what it is. That's what it means to be a mother and a father. It's not about giving your children all this crap. All these clothes, all these shoes, all these toys, and all this stuff ends up on the damn floor. And you got to go tell them, pick that up, put that away. Why is this over here? Why am I stepping on this? Why is this on the floor? You gave them too much stuff. You gave them too much. You got two-year-olds having birthday parties like this, like it's a sweet 16. Well, dang, what are they going to do when they turn 16? So nothing is something to strive for, to look forward to, because you're giving it all to them way too young. Mothers, I got a pet peeve. Why are you putting weave and braids in 4- and 5-year-olds' heads? Why? What are you doing? What are you telling that little girl about the hair that God gave her? If you're weaving up their head when they're 4 and 5 and 6, got braids down to their behind, for what? And then it looks a hot mess a month later, and you may not be able to afford to fix it, so they look a hot mess. Why are you doing it to your daughters? You're not helping them love themselves. Think about it. Show them how the hair, whatever it is that God gave them, is beautiful. Make it beautiful for them. The way it is, as natural as possible. They don't have to look wild and crazy. That's the other extreme. But make sure their hair is conditioned and, you know, brushed and clean. And do their hair. Please do their hair. I see too many little young girls. I'm like, I had to ask my daughter. I said, did I ever send you all, you girls, to school without your hair combed? Without lotion on your face? Boys and girls. Let me see. Get that brush. No, brush this hair again. Stand here. Where's the lotion? You didn't put any. What? You let your children go out of the house. Their teeth are not brushed. Their hair is not combed. They've got nothing. There's nothing on their face. They don't look like they ever saw water. What is going on with us? Because we too busy. We glamorous. We weaved up and painted up and looking all sharp. Look around. Your children look like a bunch of homeless children. Let's stop doing that, parents. Your children should be taken care of. Organize yourself so that that can happen. Have a day when everybody that's older than 9 years old, teach them how to wash their own clothes, how to wash them, how to dry them, how to fold them, how to put them in the drawer, and then supervise and then check that they did it right. And if they didn't do it right, then you reteach the lesson. And you keep reteaching the lesson until they get it. Your children shouldn't have to be running around looking for socks in the morning. Where are your socks? I couldn't find any. Why not? Do you have them? Yes. Then why weren't they somewhere where you could find them? Because you didn't take the time. It's better to take a few minutes each day doing these things than to live in utter chaos. That's stress. That's too much stress on you. It's too much stress on your children. Teach your children how, when they finish their homework, to put it away so they'll have it in their book bag. Put the book bag near whatever door they're going out of so that when you get ready to walk out, grab your bag. Let's go. Not, oh, my God, I forgot to put my homework in the bag. Oh, my little brother spilled his cereal on it. Why was it still on the table? Why didn't you make sure, parent, that it was put away? That's your job. That's your job. What you do outside the house, that's how you earn a living. But your job, your God-given job, is to raise your children properly so that they can be an addition asset to the society and not a detriment, not someone that nobody wants to have around. Don't be afraid to discipline your children, because nobody wants to be bothered with a spoiled child. A child who believes that the world revolves around them, they have no sense of manners, they don't know how to listen to other people because nobody is of value but them. Wrong lesson to teach your child. Manners matter. Teach your children not to be rude. And you do that when you sit down together at a dinner table. And everybody takes a turn, King, and people don't cut each other off and get upset or don't totally dominate the whole conversation. Teach them these skills by sitting down and having dinner together. And you say, well, I don't have time. Well, make time at least once or twice a week to sit around a table and share food. Cook together. Cook together as a family. Okay, you got this, I got that. Come on, let's get this meal on the table and let's sit down and eat together. And no phones at the table. Anybody, if it's an emergency, trust me, they can find a way to get to you. Everybody shouldn't be looking at their phone, play on their phones, and nobody's talking to anybody. That makes no sense. And that's what we have become. I've seen family pictures with everybody got a phone in their hand, everybody looking at the phone, and nobody's talking to anybody. No, put the phones away. You say you gave your child that phone so that they can come, can stay in contact you in case of an emergency. Well, the emergency in the house, they can call you because most of us don't live in a 50-room mansion, so let's stop it. Get an intercom if that's the case. Your house is that big, get an intercom, let them call you an intercom. They don't need to be on their phones in the house. Take them. Give me that. I'll give it back to you when it's time to go to school tomorrow. Because you gave it to them supposedly to stay in touch with you in the case of emergency. Okay? See, you got to think back. What did we do before we had phones that went all over the world? We don't even know how to get from one block to the next now. Well, how do you get? I don't know. Google it. What do you mean? Don't you remember? No, I don't know. I don't remember how to get. So we've become the machine, and the machine has taken over us. We don't even know how to think anymore. I don't know. Let me Google it. We don't know how to add, subtract, nothing, because we're depending on our phones. We're depending on artificial intelligence, and we have none now. So we have become a slave to our cell phone. So we're in jail, and the phone is free, and artificial intelligence is free. And we're in jail because most of you don't even know your own phone number, much less the phone number of your husband or anybody else anymore because, oh, it's in my phone. I lost my phone. Some of you go totally insane. Oh, my God, where's my phone? So that's become our new God. You're right. Oh, my God, that is your God now, your cell phone. So let's rethink some of these things in 2018. Let's become less dependent on things and more dependent on people. Let's become more dependent on each other, which means that will give us an opportunity to love each other more. That's what it's about, loving each other more. We don't know what that is anymore because we use each other. We use people. We don't love them. Oh, if I'm kind to him, then he'll give me this. Or if I'm kind to her, she'll give me that. But there's no love there. Because we become ungrateful the moment they get on our nerves. That's how we feel. Shoot. Can't stand. Why? What did she do? Oh, she didn't give you everything you wanted. She didn't jump when you said jump. She didn't say how high. We're not slaves to each other. Human beings who should love each other, who should honor each other, who should respect each other, then the love can grow. People, be careful of this weather. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us, watch the weather. This weather is totally crazy, and you will get sick. Try to dress in layers so you can put them on and take them off according to what's going on. Don't be so quick to switch up coats and all of this. Just make sure you have some layers on. It was 68 degrees at 8 o'clock Sunday night Saturday night, and by 3 o'clock in the morning, the temperature dropped 40 degrees. It was in the 20s. The body cannot adjust that quick. So you need to be careful. If you don't need to be out in the weather, don't be out there. Don't just be hanging out. If it's cold, try and make sure that you make provisions. Have a hat. Have a scarf. Have gloves, especially for your children. Dress them properly. You know, I always tell my children, winter is not cute weather. Get a coat that's going to cover your body properly. Sisters, don't let your little young girls get these coats that come up to their waist and all their backside is out in this cold. Like the old people used to tell us, Arthur going to visit you the moment you get up in age. Have them to cover themselves. All those vital organs in their body need to be kept warm. They don't need to be running around with a short jacket and everything else is exposed. Make sure, you know, you be the mother. Make sure, that coat got to be longer than that. No, it needs to be thicker than that. That's cute, but that's not for wintertime. Make sure you tell them that. Dress your children properly. Try and have them eat well. Be careful how many times you eat out, because everybody that's serving you may not be well. They're coughing and sneezing, and they're handling your food. So be careful where you eat from, and try not to eat out so much. Make sure you eat plenty of vegetables. Drink plenty of fluids. Get in your cat's claw, your vitamin C, and the things that will keep you healthy. Because this flu that is going around is deadly. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's been manufactured. We don't know where it came from. Careful. Be careful. Keep your home as clean and sanitized as possible. Don't overdo it, because we kill all the natural germs and then we get sick that way too. But make sure you wash your hands before you eat, and make sure you keep things clean. Because guess what? We don't have time, so we don't clean. Come on, people, stop. Stop. Make sure you have a scarf, a hat. Yeah, cover up them curls. Cover up them little cute haircuts, fellas. It's cold. Dress properly. Make sure that your children are layered up. You know, don't worry about them fussing. I don't care how you look. I want you to be warm. My children used to walk out the house. The only thing you could see was their eyes. They had the hat pulled down over their foreheads. They had the scarf around their face. And if they took it off when they got out, that's fine. But they left my house properly dressed for the weather. You know, go buy some extra pairs of cheap gloves if you have to, because you know children are going to lose gloves. So get a couple of extra pairs. And when they come home, I don't know what I have to do with my gloves. You can put another pair on their hands the next day. And teach your children how to take care of their clothes. You know, I show my students all the time, okay, take off your gloves, put one glove in one pocket, other one in the other pocket. Take your scarf, wrap it around the neck of your, the collar of your coat. Put your hat in your sleeve. So when you get ready to get dressed to go back outside, all of that's in one spot. It only takes a couple of minutes. When your children come home, have them hang up their clothing. Put some hooks at their level. Put something where they can hang their clothes up at their level. Show them where to put their shoes so they know. And then in an emergency, what happens if in an emergency? You don't know where your shoes are. You can't find your coat. You don't know nothing is. Organization. Take a few minutes to get yourself organized in this new year so we don't make the same mistakes we made last year. There's a lot going on around us. Be prayerful. Don't let nobody tell you, I don't want to pray. Let them not pray. You pray. Prayer is what got us through. That's how we got over. You heard the song, How We Got Over? We prayed. Because you had to think, if you have not read the history of our people, go read. Find some books on our history. Find some books on our story. And you will be amazed. How in the world did we make it? You talking about a people who survived 400 years of slavery, being owned by somebody else, it being illegal for you to learn how to read. If they caught you with a book, they would put you to death. There were laws on the books in Virginia after the time of Nat Turner that said that if there was not to be anything that would make us have any self-worth, all of that was against the law. But yet we made it. You're here. You survived. You are one of those. You are a descendant of one of those who survived. That's to be celebrated. And we can't be ungrateful for that. So let us act accordingly. Let us show those ancestors that, hey, you paid for something by your life, by your struggle, and we will not disappoint you. That was one of the best lines in Tyler Perry's movie when the old grandmother walked through the family reunion and asked, is this what we paid for? For you all to act like this? So let us not be of those ungrateful ones. Let us think about all of the sacrifice of all of the men and women who died. What were they struggling to do? What was it for? Was it for us to act the way we're acting toward one another and not love and not continue to pray and not continue to strive to be the best? Because that's what they pay for. That's what they struggle for. Let us not fall into other people's nonsense. Because Harriet Tubman didn't run away and bring people to freedom for us to act the way some of us are acting nowadays. Martin Luther King, this is his birthday. He didn't do that for us to act ugly and mean and nasty and unintelligent. That's not what he died for either. So as we go through this new year, let's make up our mind that we're going to be better. We're going to do better. We're going to be more helpful. We're going to be more neighborly. We're going to be the people of God that we are. And you can't deny that we're the people of God because we're still here by his grace. By his grace, we're still here and we're still striving and we're getting better and we're getting better. Let's help each other. Let's not be envious and jealous. Let's applaud those who make great strides. Our babies, tell them who they are. Tell them where they came from. Tell them that they are survivors. And help them to continue to do so. Help them to continue to be better. They're very intelligent. They're very smart. But don't let them fall into the pitfall. Don't let them not know their heritage and their roots and where they came from and where they should be going. Have a plan for your children. And it's not about money. It's not about money, people. Because the money is worthless. In the end, you can't take it with you. And if you leave it here, you're going to leave people fussing over it. The same with all your stuff. Because when you go, that stuff is not going with you. So if you got 100 pair of shoes, your children will have to get rid of 100 pair of shoes. Think about it. So all the time that you spent trying to get all that 100 pair of shoes and neglected your children, then what was it for? Right? You neglect each other. Husband, wives, take time to talk to each other. Stop being so busy running, ripping and running, trying to get that dollar, trying to make that dollar out of 15 cents. I understand. But take time. Have family time. Have family time. You know, that's the best times. Those are the best times when family can get together and just have fun, just doing whatever you do. not stuff that costs money, but just having fun, talking to each other, remembering and making new memories, cooking together, singing together, dancing together, whatever you're doing. Have fun. Enjoy your family. That's what it's for. And if you know people who don't have family, then extend yourself to them too, as long as they're not there to tear up your family. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. But enjoy your families. Take time to be together. And don't always, it doesn't always have to be some place where you got to spend money. Go find something you can do without spending money. See if you can find something like that to have fun. See what kind of fun you can have. Be creative. That's the one thing about my family. It's huge. And they have fun when they get together. They have fun. We have fun. So make fun. Make your life fun. And try not to make it have to be an expensive kind of fun, because that puts burdens on everybody. So just enjoy yourself. Try to enjoy each other. Look at each other and make sure you look back. If you're having problems with your family, well, what happened? Where did it go wrong? And fix it. You can fix it. You made it a mess, so you can fix it. You can do that. Don't be afraid to pray. Don't let anybody shame you into thinking that you should not be a prayerful person. We've always prayed. We've always prayed. We've always known that we weren't the biggest thing in the universe, that we didn't create it all. We were never that selfish and that crazy. So let us start looking at self. You know, our brother Michael said it. Look at the man in the mirror and make whatever change you need to make to make the world a better place. For your family, start there. Start with yourself and your family and let it radiate out to the other people that come into your circle. You know, wake up, everybody. Wake up. We got to change it. We got to change this world. It's going to take you. It's going to take me. It's going to take us. Whatever we're doing, be the best at it. Be honest about it. Be right about it. Be the best. Give people a full day's work. That's what you're doing. Don't go to work just to get a paycheck, you know. I don't know when it came into our vernacular, but all of a sudden it's, yeah, I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get paid. No, are you going to work? You don't hear people say, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to put in some work. If I'm going to go get paid. Excuse me? How are you getting paid and you didn't put any work in? That should be your mindset. I'm going to do the best job that I can because it reflects who I am. We don't think that way anymore. It's, oh, I'm going to get paid. Yeah, we're going to get paid. How you going to get paid? You got to do some work first. Let's think about work. Let's think about the work that we need to do to be the best that we can be, to be the best us, so we can make people around us be the best them. I pray that I've said something that will help us in this new year. Be careful. Stay woke, as the young people say. Don't go back to sleep. Yes, Martin had a dream, but he woke up from that dream real quick. And he was awake when they killed him. Okay? So let us not be sleeping. It's time to be awake. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Strive hard to make this the best year of your life. I thank you for listening, and God willing, I'll talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Mother's Milk. I'm Samia Safia Muhammad, and have a blessed one. Talk to you next week.
Sure.